such a prayer for them. Dear friends, our thought today is this, a lost connection. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter number 1. Lord willing, today we want to focus upon verse 35, but we will read down through verse 39 of the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. Now, you all know what it's like to lose a connection. Those of you who tend to use cell phones quite a bit, you know what it means to sometimes have a dropped call or go through an area where the reception is not very good. Angie and I, we stay on the road all the time. We communicate by cell phone continuously. But there's an area in this place that seems like every time that she or I goes through there, and if we're on the phone together, it seems as though that communication is just cut off. I remember the first time a couple years ago when that happened, I thought that she may have been in a car accident. Now, when she's going through that area, or I'm going through that area, and we're talking on the phone, we'll tell each other not to worry. We're coming to that spot where we get disconnected. When I began to look here at the Word of God, I thought about people in our world today. There are so many that have lost their connection. Some, in fact, have not ever been connected. And I thought about that much this past week. Dear friends, it is our prayer that everyone leaves today connected to the one who is our present help in time of trouble. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1, we'll begin reading in verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with him followed after him. When they found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also. For therefore came I forth. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord placed this thought upon our heart, we begin to see the example that Jesus Christ gave on how that he was constantly connected. As I begin to look here at the Word of God, the Lord began to remind me on how important that is that we stay connected. I tell you today, dear friends, our connection is our link to those that we desire to talk to. And I believe, dear friends, that we all should have the prayer in our heart and have the mindset to continually have a connection with the Lord. When you look here at the Gospel of Mark in chapter 1, you will find there that our Lord is about to embark upon a preaching tour there in Galilee. And before this began to commence, what did Jesus do? Jesus communicated with God the Father. And I thought about that much this past week. I believe, dear friends, that we're to pray not just about some things, but praise God. We're to pray about everything. And I thank God today that I have a link to the Lord with all that is upon my heart. I pray today that you have a link and can communicate with your Lord Jesus Christ each and every moment of the day. But what troubles me and what burns my heart is that there's so many in the world today that has a loose connection. There's so many today that are infrequent in their communication to the Lord. And I believe, dear friends, that is part of the anguish and pain in our society today. Because I tell you, if you will focus upon the Lord and you look to Him and you talk to Him and you communicate with our present Savior, I tell you, friends, I will be well in your life. Oh, you say, Brother Lennon, I still have problems. You'll still have problems. But praise be to God, you'll have someone that you can talk to. You'll have someone that you can confide in. You'll have someone who will speak to you, be near to you each and every moment of your day. Jesus tells us in His Word that we are to be in communion with Him. But I looked here at Mark 1 and the Word there in verse 35 began to penetrate our heart and soul. The Bible says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day. What does that say? It says this, that Jesus Christ, no doubt, was an early riser, but He prayed and He communed with God. He made that first and foremost in His life. I beg you today, I ask you today, start your day out with prayer and look to the Lord to bless you and to help you and to keep that communication strong. Oh, dear friends, I believe, dear friends, that there are so many loose connections in our world today, that the severed ties with our Savior Jesus Christ is great, and it is at epidemic proportions. I tell you today, if the communication link between man and God was as strong today as it was yesterday, I tell you, this world would be a better place. Oh, dear friends, what did Jesus do? The Bible says that long before the break of day, Jesus departed and went out to a solitary spot. He went to a place to have some alone time with God the Father. If you look at the Gospels, you will see that Jesus said more than once He was about the Father's business. You know how they say about the Father's business? He stayed about the Father's business because He was connected to the Father. There was nothing that could sever that link that He had with the Lord. And my prayer today, that there is nothing in your life, come hell or high water, that can separate you from the love of the Lord. Oh, I tell you today, the Lord loves us and He cares for us. But most importantly, dear friends, the Lord wants to hear from us. And when you see something important in the life of Jesus Christ, what did He do? He did what we're to do. He prayed. He prayed despite all the anguish and pain that was going on in the world around Him. Jesus seen the need to pray. I pray today in front of all of you in the presence of God that we see the need to pray, not just sometimes, but praise be to God all the time. Oh, dear friends, when you look at the Word of God, you will see example after example by Jesus Christ communing with God. And Jesus had these important decisions to make in His life. You know what He did? He prayed. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Luke, there in Luke chapter number 6, when Jesus would choose the 12 apostles, the Bible tells us here in Luke 6, in verse number 12, it says, and it came to pass in those days that He went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He didn't take those decisions lightly. What He did was that He prayed and He communed with God. Dear friends, let us pray. Let us talk to God. There is nothing too small or matter
believe, you can rest assured it means something to him. Talk to him about it. Talk to him about it. People talk to me about a lot of things, and I sometimes wonder how they talk to God. Talking to God. Talking to God. Many today have lost communication. Too many today have a severed link. Too many today have laid the communication down. Oh, dear friends, I thought, had the Lord laid this message upon our heart, how that we are to desire to always be in communication with God. I don't know about you, but have you ever tried to get a hold of somebody and you thought was in trouble, and you will call, and you will call, and you just can't reach them, and you feel a little bit panicked, you feel a little bit disturbed, you feel a little bit nervous. I tell you, that's trouble. How do you think God feels when he reaches out to you every day of your life? Every day, when God looks down upon you, every day when the Son of God looks at your heart, your families, your situations, and has a desire for you to look to him and commune with him. So, Brother Lynn, communication is what it needs to be. Let me tell you something, dear friends. If there are any severed ties done, it's on us, not him. Remember, a short time ago, I'm always fiddling with a car. I was fiddling with an old car of mine. I was going to charge the battery. It's got a real expensive battery in it. And I was trying to get all the life out of it, too. So I put it on a slow charge. Had that little triple charger, and I hooked it all up. Got all my cables ready. Got everything ready to go to charge. Looked out there at it, and I had my dial set right. We began to just charge. I figured this was going to be about a 6 or 8 hour venture, but I was ready. Ever so often, I'd go up there and I'd check, make sure everything was just right. Been out there 2 or 3 different times. And I went out there and I thought, well, it's about done. It's got to be about done. I walked out there and all the lights on the indicator was off. I had a funny thing. I walked back into the house, and either myself or maybe one of the cats, I don't know, I had knocked at corners. And the communication was gone. The lights went out. Unbeknown to me, I thought everything was fine. But then when I needed it the most, it was not there. You see, your friends, our point is this. There's so many people that are going through life and don't realize that their communication with the Lord is severed. Not because of him, but because of us. When I need it, when you need it, praise God, you want it there. So what did you do? Did you panic? No. You know what I done? I done something very simple. I just plugged it back in. People think that when their communication with the Lord is severed, they got to jump through hoops, they got to do Hail Marys, they got to do all these things. I tell you today, all you have to do is to have a desire to be plugged in. Call out. And he's there. And all will be wonderful. You go home today. You go home today and you start your Sunday dinner. And you want to put you some bread and a toast. You got that toaster sitting there on the counter. And you put you some slices of bread and that toaster. If that toaster's not plugged up, if that toaster's not turned on, you know, we'll get no toast. You see, the toaster's there, everything you need is there, but what is the most important part is the power source, and my Jesus Christ is the power source. And when Jesus began his preaching tour in Galilee, the communication link with God the Father was of the utmost importance. When you make a decision in your life and you got things going on in and around you, the most important thing to you should be your communication with God. Not just to use it when you think you need it, but to use it every day. Notice what Jesus did. In the morning, he would find him a solitary place to pray. When important decisions were coming up on his earthly ministry, what did Jesus do? He prayed. I ask you today, what do we do? Talk to our neighbor? Do we talk to our spouse? Do we talk to our mom? Or do we pray? It's all right to talk. It's all right to communicate with those around you. But I feel safe to say this. We check our phones more each and every day that we pray. I don't hear it on one amen. Not a one. Not a one. Not a one. I check this all day long. All day. Look at it all day. I got a report today that my time of this past week was up about 2 hours from what it was the week before. All day. We check. Well, you know what the Bible tells us? The Bible teaches us there in 1 Thessalonians in chapter number 5 in verse 17. Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica says, pray without ceasing. When I thought about praying, I thought, well, brother, you pray a lot. And I like to think that I do. I check my phone a lot too. There's a lot of things that I do. There's a lot of things that you do. But we say that to say this, dear friends. No matter what befalls us in our walk of life, don't never lose connection with the Lord. And what troubles our Savior is this. We sometimes don't call on him until something falls apart. You go out here to your car, you won't think about that spare unless you got a flat. You won't. You won't give it a thought. How many of us wake up in the morning with the Lord on our heart and on our mind and look forward to talk to God? You see, dear friend, it is imperative. It's of the utmost importance. And we have a desire in our heart to commune with the Lord. Because I've said this many, many times. It's not that God needs land. It's that land needs God. I need him. I love him. Because he first loved me. Did you know that you can read the scriptures? You can go in John chapter 17. See there that where Jesus was communicating with his disciples, and he spoke about those they were praying for. Do you know that before Jesus went to Calvary, he was praying for you and I? Do you know that before the very foundation of this world, the Lord was praying for us?
desiring for us, wanting for us the very best. You said, "But Lynn, I want things better in my life." I tell you today, cheer up your prayer life, settle your ties with God, and communicate with Him. Things will be better. You can take it to the bank. I guarantee it. There's a lot of things I'm not sure of. There's a lot of things I don't know. But I tell you today, friend, a lost connection, it's terrible. You know what it brings? It brings suffering. It brings pain. Have you ever heard from somebody and you said, "Boy, I ain't heard from them in a long time. I thought God about them, Bob. I ain't heard from them in so long." You think God feels that way about us? I sometimes think He does. I sometimes think, "Oh, it's been so long that I have heard from them. It's just wonderful to hear their voice." Even though they may be going through a crisis, even though they may be in pain, so good to hear from Him. Jesus longed to talk to God. Jesus desired to talk to God. And you know what that did for Jesus? The same thing that it does for us. When Jesus was here in Mark 1, beginning there in verse 35, when He began this preaching tour through Galilee, the Bible says that He preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and He cast out devils in the great and wondrous things because God blessed Him. He cured Him. He strengthened Him. And praise God, He enabled Him. And I tell you today, He'll strengthen you. He'll enable you if you'll simply talk to Him. That's how simple it is. That's how simple it is. Now listen, you ain't doing the Lord a favor by praying. You right. You ain't doing Him a favor by praying, and you ain't done Him nothing by coming today. Boy, when you look at your life, you see that He's done a lot for you. Giving you the strength and ability to come. Giving you the intellect and the foresight to pray. Oh, dear friend, the blessings are endless. And Jesus would go through the villages and throughout the synagogues praying and preaching and sharing the Word of God. And the Bible would tell us here in Matthew 14, in verse number 23, Jesus now would once again constrain His disciples and put them on a ship and send them across the sea. And once again, her Lord would venture up onto a mountain. You say, "Why, Brother Lynn?" He would go there to pray. So just think, here, the Gospel of Mark, early in the morning He prayed. Here in Matthew, He would pray. There in the Gospel of Luke, He would pray. Does that not tell us something? That it is important to pray. I don't know about you. You say, "Well, Brother Lynn, who's this message for?" Dear friends, it's for me. It's for me. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, you guys may not be in the same position I'm in, but I'm going to tell you. I pray the most sincere, and I pray the hardest when I'm needing prayer. When it seems as though everything is falling apart in my life and around my life, that's when I pray the most sincere. Then you know that sincereness of our prayer life should be effective every day. He's the same God as He was yesterday, He is today, He will be forevermore. We are to pray continuously, sincerely,
humbling ourselves up before the throne of grace to bring our petitions to Him. Because you see, dear friends, whether you're having a good time or a bad time or a mediocre time, it's always time to pray. It was just this old country verse is going to hell in a handbasket. I just don't know what to do. Well, listen, I don't have all the answers, but I'll tell you what I do know. We need to pray. We need to pray. I don't think that there's a one of us, from Donnie all the way back to Jeremy, from Joey back to Charlie, I don't think that there's any of us here today that don't need to pray about something. We all got something. And Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, desires for that severed connection to be mended. The loose connection is troubling. It's very troubling. It's very troubling. When I think about all that God's done, and all that God wants to do, I think about how that we all can be enriched and blessed if we would just simply pray. You know something? I went back into the house after I had my little panic attack over that battery charger, and I seen that it had been unplugged, Bob. And I was relieved. Because I thought, oh, I hope that thing ain't shorted out. I got to buy another one. That's an expensive tool right there. But it just simply hung it back. Listen, dear friends, I don't know what you may be going through. I don't know what's going on in your lives today, but I do know this. The simple remedy. Let God charge you. Let God bless you. Help you. Speak to me. Through song, through word, through prayer. Let God commune with you. And oh, dear friends, I guarantee that I make a difference. And not just in your life. But praise God in the lives of everyone else. You know, Jesus prayed for those 12, didn't you know? He's ignorant, rugged, fisher, Zealots, tax collectors, the worst of the worst. One of them turned out to be a devil, but those other 11 shook the very world. It's very cool. You know why? Because the Lord prayed for them. Through their failures and through their shortcomings and through all their woes. To take ordinary men and do extraordinary things. Dear friends, let's stand here. Have you lost connection today? Has your communication link with the Lord falling on deaf ears? Have you went through a dead spot called life, and it seems as though your call is dropped? Dear friends, I tell you today, do what it takes to get in tune.